Welcome into Spiritual Mixtape. I am Daisy Mack, and as always, I am so happy to be here with you. Thank you for being here with me. Wow, we are almost on to our 100th episode, and we are just a little over a year in. As you heard me say last week, in last week's episode, the podcast just went live on Qatar Airways. It just wouldn't happen without you guys. So thank you so much for being here, for supporting and for sharing this vision. And we launched at Spiritual Mixtape, we launched a membership, which I'm so in love with. I think it's amazing. Is it okay to say that? Is it okay to to feel really proud of what you're doing? You know, I am lucky because there have been many times in my life where I have looked at a project that I've been on and felt really good about my involvement. But there is something about creating for yourself, your own destiny, following a mission, and it all coming together and people sharing in it with you. It really is food for the soul. Probably the best way of putting it. So you know that we love talking about sleep at Spiritual Mixtape. I'm kind of obsessed with my own sleep. I track it religiously. I will change my day if I don't get enough sleep. I will ensure that my body has everything it needs. If there is the opportunity of getting a nap in, I will. When I travel, I'm really aware of those first few days of jet lag, not sleeping properly at a hotel, making sure that I have all of my little tricks to get myself into sleep, you know, whatever it is, a sleep mask, eye mask, essential oils, certain foods to avoid. I'm a big coffee drinker. I'm mad for it. So it's a whole ritual for me in the morning. More than the need for caffeine is the need for the ritual of having the coffee. But things like caffeine do not help when you're traveling and when you're prioritizing sleep. So I love sleep more than I love coffee. And I would actually pick losing my morning ritual and grounding in another way. I had a little while ago a friend on the podcast, Lisa Malia, who talked about, you know, your grounding ritual can be a cup of coffee. And I was so grateful that she said that, because I was like, finally, someone has given me permission for my cold coffee, sacred coffee ceremony that I have every morning with myself. But yes, this episode is about sleep. So 2 weeks ago, it must be three weeks ago now, I went to Europe. It was lovely. I guess we're kind of on a bit of a life lately. like we had last week, but we just talked about sporty cars. Life lately. I did a lovely trip to Europe because I was working in Paris. I'd been invited by an amazing exclusive experiential company, is probably the best way of putting it. They're called the Inner Circle Experience. And their Paris edition, their 10-year edition, was absolutely incredible. And I was invited to talk about sleep at it, because everybody knows that I love talking about sleep. But let me just first of all tell you about the Inner Circle Experience. It is run by the most incredible woman called Sade, and she has a gifting company in addition to this luxury. It is not a retreat. It's got to be experiential. It is so special. There is yet to be a word in the English dictionary for it. But if there was going to be a word in the English dictionary for the Inner Circle Experience, it would be, or it would have to encompass, luxury, wonder, awe, money can't buy experience, once in a lifetime, incredible company, delicious food, amazing speakers. I mean, these are all of its qualities, but it just encapsulates, 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 Why can I not say that? What's another involves? Embodies. Luxury and awe. It is everything that's great about living in our human world. Amazing cultured people. Next level experiences. I don't think I've said more times in such a concentrated space, like, oh my God, this is amazing. Wow, money can't buy. This is phenomenal. But let me give you some, let me give you some of the things that happened. So everybody who went stayed at this place called the Creon Hotel as part of the Rosewood Collection, one of the most amazing hotel groups in the world. So beautiful, the Creon Hotel, just in the middle of Paris, in the midst of it all. The rooms were phenomenal. The service was impeccable. The bar was amazing. The food was next level. I'm just a big one for service in the rooms. Like, if you can get those two things right, then you're just winning in life. So everybody stayed at this ridiculous hotel. And then the speakers happened at the Plaza Athénée. And if you haven't, if you're not aware of it, it's part of the Dorchester Group. I am really aware of this hotel, but to put it into some context, this is where Carrie Bradshaw stays in the last season of Sex and the City when she goes to Paris. She moves to Paris to be with the artist. It is also where so many of the iconic scenes in Emily in Paris happen. In the last season, she's like in an ice skating rink, and that's in the middle of the courtyard at the Plaza Athénée. My first ever business trip, we stayed at the Plaza Athénée. And I want to stress that I have never stayed there since. I stayed there like multiple times in the first year that I was working. This is 2005. And it was because my boss was really fancy. She was a very fancy lady. And by default, I had to stay near her so that I could be beckoned. Actually, she wasn't like that. But, you know, it was a really nice perk, to be quite honest with you. I'm very lucky. And I remember the first time I went to the room 19 years ago, 21-year-old Daisy. I went straight from, I hadn't even graduated yet when I got given the job. And I actually went straight from another job in London into this one and was commuting back to Oxford to finish my degree. And I went into this room. They had a CD player in the room and the room was massive. And I just remember jumping on the bed, listening to my CDs, being like, this is so amazing. I've arrived. So to then come back 19 years later and to be speaking about sleep and helping people was a really meaningful full circle for me. And we are in the period of karmic ends, and this definitely feels like a lot of moments where I've been lost over the years and where I've questioned what I'm up to and whether I should just go get a job, blooming in this moment. And I shared the stage with the artistic director of Dior Homme, the luxury director of luxury at TikTok, the CEO of Remy Martin. These were just a few of the people. And of course, it was the Inner Circle team who are phenomenal. Sade, ABBA. It was really so special. So that was where I was talking, right? But there were also experiences at the Dior Museum or the Dior Gallery, I think they call it. There was just so many. I can't even like get it all out. There was a Hermes. Oh, just so much. So I've been working on up-leveling my What's Your Sleep Story Sleep Better course in order to be ready for this amazing opportunity. And it's done. The sleep course is done. And I'm actually giving it away at the moment as part of the annual membership to the new Spiritual Mixtape membership. So if you want to have a little taste of what happened in Paris, you can join the membership. We have a 14-day free trial, so you get to really nose around, see me teach live or see me do the podcast live, really get in there, feel about before you have to commit to buying it. And it's very, very easy to cancel. I don't know why I'm trying to talk you out of it. I know that when you get in there, you'll be DMing me, we'll be chatting, and you will love the community in there. Like, there was a moment on, I think Friday, where everyone was taking care of one of the other members in the comments, because they were saying that they were, you know, that they found one of the rituals for the full moon confronting. And everybody was like, you're good, you got this. So it's a wonderful place to be. You're not going to want to leave, but you also have the option to. We make it easy for you to leave if you wanted to. Nice to know that, isn't it? So I did this course, or I did this live session, and I wanted to give you a little sample of it today. I wanted to let you know that it is free with the membership at the moment. If you want to get in there, I wanted to put it into context for you, which I just have. And I'd love you to be sleeping better, right? Because look, the biggest thing that I could probably tell you that you should take with you throughout your life is that 7 hours sleep. I call it a sweet spot, but to be quite honest with you, it's a lot more serious than that. 7 hours of sleep is not the minimum, but it is the directive of what you should be getting every night. Your average number of hours sleep per night should be 7 hours. And it shouldn't really go beyond 8 or 9. And if you're sleeping more than that, you should definitely go to the doctor. Because that's definitely, you know, you should be tested to make sure that there's nothing else going on there. And maybe you're just a really deep sleeper. And anything lower than 7 hours, you're really decreasing your longevity. It is that serious. And I, like I said, I teach it from like a sort of softer, gentle place. But since I'm not giving you the whole session today, I'm just going to hit you with that big fact. It is very meaningful for me, this idea of sleep stories, because my whole career, I went about my life telling these ridiculous sleep stories to justify how tired and ill I felt from such a lack of sleep, from sleep deprivation, basically. And now that I do the job that I do, I know that everybody else out there is doing exactly what I did back then, telling themselves sleep stories to cope with the stress that they were under. So for years, I would say, I only need 4 hours sleep and I'll catch up at the weekend. Literal years, I said that. It is not true. Sleep debt doesn't work like that. You cannot, like, the damage is done by the time you hit the weekend. You can't correct by having a longer lie-in on Saturday. And who does? I never did. I was up at 6 a.m. on a Saturday and a Sunday, despite what was happening around me. The other thing, that whole idea of like only needing 4 hours sleep is not true either. For 1% of the population, it's true, but it's still considered a disorder labeled, I think it's short sleep syndrome. It is. A syndrome. Even for the people that have no adverse effects, it is not what the body is meant to do. I guess you've evolved. You've evolved to a place where you only need the 4 hours. But for the rest of us mere humans, we need 7 hours. Otherwise, we weaken our immune system. We increase our chances of diabetes, heart disease. What's another big one? I mean, cognitive reasoning all goes out the window. Everything gets lowered. You're wandering around on like half the phone battery, but never with a charger. Like, how often do you get to nap in the day? So rare. Even for us who work at home, so rare. So I'm mad for this whole sleep story. It is truly who I was. If you get the course, you'll hear me talk more about my personal sleep story, which I won't. Well, I've already been talking for 15 minutes and all the Paris stuff is way more exciting. But if you are not sleeping the way you should be, you 100% should dive into this. Like I said, there's a 14-day free trial, so there is no commitment. You just get in there, see if it helps. And if it doesn't, you can leave. But you're not going to. You're not going to. But I am going to teach you the one thing I did teach in Paris that is of, it is so easy. Anyone can do this. This isn't complicated breath work. This is a simple mantra and a simple breath in and out. And I can't tell you how many people that I met in Paris text me and say that they're still doing this. Because it's so, and you just want someone sometimes to tell you what to do. This is what I'm going to teach you now. And back in July, I actually shared this breath work. It's part of the course on the podcast. And I'm going to reshare it after this. And you can listen to it. And if it rings your bells, I mean, you don't want it to ring your bells if you're going to sleep. If it soothes your soul and sends you off to some Z's, then we're all winning. Why don't we just try it? Let me teach you this now. We're going to just start by deepening our breath. We're going to start with an inhale through the nose and an exhale through the mouth. Breathing in and out. So good. Let's try that again. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. You're doing really good. I'm going to add a count in now. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. And exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. And exhale. 2, 3, 4. Now keep breathing deep as I take you through the simplest exercise. We are going to add a mantra first to the inhale. So we are going to inhale now. And as we do so, we're going to say, I am. Let the exhale go. Inhale, I am. And exhale. Inhale, I am. And exhale. Now we are going to add to the mantra, but on the exhale, inhale, I am, and exhale, at peace. Inhale, I am, exhale, at peace. Inhale, I am. Exhale, at peace. I am at peace. I am at peace. I am at peace. Don't you feel calmer already? This simple breathing technique and mantra are a lifesaver for those of us who wake up in the night. I like to do it before I go to sleep, and I do pepper this throughout my day. Sometimes I change the at peace part to whatever energy. When I'm driving, I say, I am very calm. And you've already heard me talk about my car in the last episode. It's a thing. It's a thing out here in California. People drive crazy. So you can use this when you need to sleep. You can use this when you need to invoke a different emotion or a different energy in your body. The basic science of it all is inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the mouth is instantly calming for the nervous system. Taking bigger, deeper breaths, also instantly calming for the nervous system. If you were in stress, if you were running away from something large, a predator, you wouldn't be breathing deeply using your diaphragm. You would be breathing from the top of your chest, and it'd be quick, short, sharp breaths. So when you're intentionally breathing with those big inhales, moving the diaphragm down, your body is signaled that it is calm, it is safe. And you do that over an extended period of time, even just 30 seconds. Your body gets a message. You're basically saying, I am chill. And your body's like, cool, great. And it sends all of the signals all over your body, and your digestion starts to kick in. You know, when you're under stress, your body doesn't let you digest food properly because it's saving resources to send you into fight or flight mode at any point. It makes complete sense, right? When you hear it like that, you're like, oh, God, yeah, of course that's the thing. If I'm not actually in fight or flight, like I'm not running away from something, I'm not in danger, why would I choose to allow myself to stay in that state? And if the key to getting out of that, it is just as simple as breathing in an I am and breathing out an at peace, why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't you do it all the time and change the mantra should you want to? But I promise you, I am at peace works so well. I'm so excited to share it with you and to hear how you get on with it. So stay on this podcast if you want to try out the sleep meditation next. It's an extended version of I am at peace, but now you know the shortened one. I hope to see you in the membership. I hope that you gain a lot from it. And I really encourage you, once you're in there, to DM me and share your thoughts. I won't say bye at the end of the sleep meditation in case you've already drifted off. So I'll say it now. It's been a pleasure practicing with you today. Thank you for being here. I appreciate your support. If you do choose to like and review the podcast, I'd be so grateful. Until next week, I hope to see you in the membership. But until then, see you next week. Welcome to day 2 of your sleep journey. Let's start by locating that paper and pen. Taking a few deep breaths and making a note of anything that could disturb your practice today, or maybe even your sleep. Remembering that the point of keeping the paper and pen nearby is to give yourself a physical catch-all for any of those thoughts that are persistent, that perhaps wake you up. This keeps you off your phone as well. If you need a moment to pause, go ahead. I'll see you back here in a few short moments. Like last night, when we finish the main part of practice, there will be no real final words, no goodbye. Instead, we move seamlessly this evening into the same sleep playlist.
We are creatures of habit, and if your brain begins to understand that this music, this playlist, is actually a cue to sleep, it will automatically prepare you for restful ease without you needing to let your busy mind get involved. So tonight we focus on that very idea. We are quieting the mind and reducing mental chatter, creating a peaceful state conducive for deep, restorative sleep. Let's take a moment to adjust and find a comfortable spot within our bed. And once you get there, it's a great time to close your eyes. And now start to focus on that natural breathing pattern of yours. Feeling the air enter through your nose, fill your lungs, and the gentle release of the exhale. As you breathe, thoughts will naturally arise. And it is perhaps a lifelong job to acknowledge those thoughts without any form of judgment or attachment. A way to help begin this process is to imagine that each thought is simply a cloud in the sky. And it will pass. After all, you are the whole sky. And like the weather, clouds are temporary. Clouds only have the meaning that you give them. Let's introduce a simple mantra to our inhale. The mantra we will use this evening is I am. On every inhale, you will simply pull the words I am into focus and let them go like those clouds passing in your sky. Let this simple mantra of I am anchor you into this present moment, dissolving all other thoughts. Let's breathe. Inhale, I am. And exhale. Inhale, I am. 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 Exhale. Let's add another layer to your already brilliant work. Let's find on the exhale the words at peace. So you inhale the mantra, I am, and you exhale at peace. Turning the full mantra into I am at peace. Inhale, I am. Exhale, at peace. Inhale, I am. Exhale, at peace. Inhale. I am. Exhale, at peace. Inhale, 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 I am. Exhale. Continue to breathe, repeating the mantra. Allow this repetition and rhythm to calm you. If your mind wanders, if you begin to feel your sky clouding, simply and gently guide yourself back to your breath with the mantra, with each cycle, feel your mind becoming quieter and your body even more relaxed. I'll guide you for a moment here.
Inhale, I am. Exhale, at peace. 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 Inhale, I am. Exhale.
This peaceful state is where restful sleep will begin.